The Taxpayers Alliance says one cannot look at Wisconsin's job figures on a statewide basis. Instead, it's best to look regionally. For instance, overall, jobs dipped by 1.4%, but not everywhere. Growth is strongest in south-central Wisconsin, home to Madison, with a state capital, major university, and healthcare institutions. That region has seen a greater than 6% increase in jobs over the last 13 years. Todd Berry is president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. He says it's a different story in the Milwaukee area.
Historically, it's been the most well-off part of the state, but in terms of job growth, it really was the lagging part of the state the last 13 years.
Jobs in southeastern Wisconsin are down nearly 6% since 2000. Conversely, jobs in the western part of the state rose by nearly the same percentage. And he says northeastern Wisconsin is faring well.
The professional and business service area did very well. Health, education did very well. And relative to the state as a whole or the nation, manufacturing held up better in the northeast part of the state than elsewhere.
Even though Wisconsin has seen modest job growth, wages are still between 10 to 15% below the national average. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.